Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA247 here, Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. Today, we are doing a new artist. His name is Sheed T.S. See My Side. Or Sheed T's. I don't know how the proper pronunciation is. So, you know, don't kill me. Ken, this is interesting because Apple Music has him listed as hip hop rap.
Okay.
But I thought he was R&B. So the way I found him was—
You thought this guy was R&B?
Yeah. Because the way I found him was IG was a sponsored joint. I can't remember what song it was, but I was like, oh, this is interesting. Let me just put it on the docket. What's his latest project? Boom. All right, just put it on there. And when I started playing this, I didn't look. I just let me find the album, boom, just play it. And I was doing other stuff and I was listening to it in my ear. And you know, the first thing I was like, oh, like, you know, he is rapping. I'm making air quotes. Mm-hmm. He is rapping. But to me, he sounds more like a fucking street guy that found that he has a voice and just started making music,
mm-hmm.
right? And to me, it feels like R&B artists rapping versus rapper trying to do the sing-songy stuff, even though he does the sing-songy stuff. But to me, remember when we did Fredo Bang and I said, I think this type of artist is getting better.
Mm.
This is another one where I think that, Ken, this is not my style. This is not my cup of tea, but I like Sheed. I think Sheed has something that these others don't. What he does have, like Rod Wave, and that I like, is you hear the pain and the strife and the struggle in his voice. I like the fact that he's rough around the edges. It, like, he's not pristine. It's not the finished product. Like I said, it sounds like this is like his second project, but it sounds like he's doing it better than a whole bunch of people in that same lane. So I have to give him props for that. Again, don't know who he is. Random dude that, you know, had a sponsor join on IG and I said, fuck it, let's listen to it. But overall, I liked it, Ken. I think Sheed got something. I don't know where he's from. I ain't do my Googles. I ain't do no wiki or nothing like that. I'm just going straight in. But I like this project. I do.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you with the pain, the strife, and the struggling part, because that's how I felt when I was listening to it. I don't know if it was this or Huncho.
Mm-hmm.
But one of these albums, I was like, what in the hell does FIFO got me listening to? It was one of these guys. And I'm like, bro.
It's probably
like,
Huncho.
It probably was Huncho.
Yeah, because
Yeah, this is a no for me, dog. Like,
nah, I feel that.
I think maybe one song right here I like, which is System, which is weird because he's kind of yelling on that in this weird sort of way. And it, for all intents and purposes, shouldn't be a song that sounds enjoyable to listen to, but it stands out for some reason. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, but I can see a guy like this possibly catching on. You know, this singing style of rapping, I'm on my own get off my lawns type shit, bro. Rod Wave. Rod Wave might have be responsible for single-handedly destroying hip hop.
Damn, Ken.
I'm just saying, bro. We were fine with one Rod Wave. I think he does it. He does it well. I don't like it, but people rock with it. People enjoy it. And for the most part, it was a Florida thing. It just stayed there. Now all these people probably seeing the success and be like, oh, I can try and do that. And now they trying to do that and just singing stuff. Bro, nah, we don't need anymore, bro. We fine. What is this?
I don't know, Kev. I think that this particular project and the artists that play in this lane, they're getting better. Like they're bro, bringing their
listen unique, to remember.
Huh? You, I like
getting remember. Better.
Yes. Yes. I feel, you know what, Ken? I feel like originally they all sounded damn near the same. And then maybe it's just because I'm being exposed more to it where I can pick up the nuance and the differences of what they're doing. But he's unique in the space. Because you know one thing that I said that I don't like about a lot of them is that like they sound like they're run-on sentences.
Mm-hmm.
He don't sound like that. He don't sound like that. It's something about his voice. It's something about what he's saying. It's something about the pain. It's something about the rawness of who he is that draws me to his music. Not saying, you know what? I wouldn't even say that he's in my rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But I fuck with him to the point where next time I see another project, I'm listening. Like, I'm good. I'm looking forward to something else.
That track with Ziana was good. I think that was the only feature on there. I liked her.
Yeah, Ziana.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's it.
You didn't like Miss Jackson? You didn't like It's T.S.?
No. No. Jesus Christ.
Damn, okay.
Nah.
All right, well,
this TS might be all right, but I'm just trying to, at this point, I'm just trying to be generous. At this point, you don't fail the test. I'm trying to get you out of the damn high school.
I got you. So
I'm trying to get you to the next
grade,
bro. So
the one feature, what do you give Ziana?
I give Ziana a B plus, man. I thought she was
I'm
fun.
With you.
Yeah.
I'm giving Ziana a B plus. The production on this, Ken, I think it's very solid. I give it a solid B. I like the samples that they used. I like the tonality of it. I like the vibe that it created.
You know, I accidentally hit on Remember and I heard that. I think I'm on a C song with a production. C plus, maybe B
C plus.
Minus.
All right. The rapping slash singing, because the nigga do both on here. I give him a solid C plus, B minus. He's a C plus, B minus to me.
Where I want to put him, bro, because I don't know, man. I'm thinking D plus.
Okay.
I feel like that's a little harsh, but I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Ken, it's your rating. And you know what? It's subject to change later. But for right now, that's how you feel. That's fair.
He might be a little bit better than the D plus, but nah.
I got
you. Hey, Sheet, man, I'm trying to get you into a C minus, bro. I can't find it, bro.
The overall for me, C plus, B minus. C plus, B minus. I like this project. I like Sheet overall.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and listen to some other things, too. But yeah, I like them.
That's good. I'm at an F. But... Sheed, anybody listening? Hey, man, y'all understand I'm an old head, bro. So
he is a very old head.
Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. But yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Another day, another review. Have you ever heard of Sheed? T.S. or T's. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. But yo, man, your boy FIFA fucking with him. Let us know if there's another Sheed project that we should be reviewing. But we out. Peace.
Peace. All right.